that God wants us to take it personal. You know, when you say our, that's collective.
Yeah.
But when we take it personally, we can look at whatever situation we're in as God being our refuge. God is my refuge. You see, you think about a child may feel like their parent is their refuge. When they have a problem, they go to the parent. They sit down and they talk with them and they tell them their problem. Or maybe they need instruction. They may need understanding how to handle something happened maybe at school they didn't know what to do with. So they would go to their parent to help fix this. But you know what? God. Who is this God that's my refuge? He's the living God, isn't he? He's not somebody's image, you know, that they made. Some people worship idol gods. They're only the image that the person made. And it may be somebody that was living long ago, they made an image of it, and they're dead. But this God, this refuge, is alive. He's alive and well.
That's right.
And he gives us the opportunity to run to him for whatever situation we may have. It may be something that I need direction for. I'm not sure of what to do. Or it may be an impending danger. Just like, for instance, you know, most people don't look at things the way, everybody don't look at things the same way. But for me, when the weather gets cold, it does something for me. I have arthritis. It just seems to tighten up my muscles and everything. So when the Lord gives me a good sunshiny day, I'm thankful because he saw my need.
Yes.
We were expecting this terrible snow and cold weather. A few years ago, I was living in Texas, and the snow ice storm came to Texas, and evidently the power company wasn't prepared. So I woke up this morning, particular morning. It was 7 degrees, I think it was. We had no lights. I had all 5 of my granddaughters there with me. And my whole apartment was, you know, it's light, it's electric. It was no gas. So I felt in trouble. And so the Lord just showed me, get them dressed, get everybody dressed. We're going to have to prepare for whatever. So we stayed in that apartment until, I think, around 3 PM, and then it got unbearable. And so I said, let's go in the car. And I started my car, and that's where I got heat. And then I began to think, I need to go somewhere. I started checking hotels near. They were all full. And finally, I called Eva because I had her girls, and she had electricity going on and off. So I couldn't go out there to them. And then I called my sister, and she had electricity. So she let all six of us come and stay with her. And then they started doing the on and off. Certain areas would have electricity for a while, and then they would turn it off there and another. Well, to make this long story short, when this they predicted all this ice and snow, I felt in trouble. I did not feel comfortable. And I'm thinking, what if we lose electricity? And then it'd be me and these two girls. And so I felt a need, but I had a refuge. And do you know what happened? The Lord didn't let our electricity go off, and we were able to have heat all through that time. Whether the temperature went down to -1, and we had plenty of snow, but we had heat. So God is my refuge. And he's not a dead God. He's a living God. He's all of our refuge. So each one of us today can take him personally as my refuge, whatever the situation is. Brandy, I hope you don't mind me saying this. She was talking about having anxiety, right? And feeling depressed. But if I live for God during those kind of situations, he's my refuge. I can run to him. I can speak to him. I can ask him. And he will protect me from those things. Let's go to Psalms 91 and read verses 1 and 2.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust.
There is a secret to that, and that is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. I can claim God as my refuge if I live for him. If I live for myself and do my own thing, can I claim him for my refuge? No. But you know, when I go to that altar and I kneel down and I pray to the Lord, and I ask him to forgive me for all of my sins, and I ask him to come into my heart, he will do it. And he becomes my refuge and my strength and my present help in any kind of trouble. So he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Don't we want the shadow of the Almighty over us? We need him on a daily basis. Sometimes things are going good and you may not feel like you need him. But do you know that every breath we breathe comes from God? And we need his umbrella over us, his protection, his help. I might be walking and not paying attention. There may be a little hole there. I trip and fall and break my leg. We need his protection. So many things. We can't. Sometimes I'm careful about walking. I have I'm not steady. So I look down a lot when I'm walking. But even with that, I've seen many times I almost fall. I almost. And God took care of me. So we need him as our refuge. Let's go to 2 Samuel 22 and 3.
The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior, Thou savest me from violence.
See here? He is my salvation. He's my high tower. He's my savior. If we give our heart to him, he'll be our savior, and his refuge covers every part of us. Yes. So I want us to look at this song. We sung it this morning. 31. It says, I've found a refuge. Now from every sorrow. Every sorrow. It doesn't matter what it is. He's our refuge in every time of trouble. It's not that he's going to be my refuge for this. I know he's going to help me. But I don't think he can help me for that. No, it says every sorrow. He takes care of everything. When we live for him, he will take care of every problem. Everything we have, we can bring to him. You know what? These young people have different problems than the older people have. You don't have problems that I have. Somebody, she don't have to worry about trying to write. I can't, well, she writes, but not like me with tremors. If you wanted to see what I could put on that board, you would say, that's beautiful, because I couldn't. You see, every person have different kinds of problems. Your problems are not mine, and neither are mine, but here he says, the writer, I found a refuge now, and it's not yesterday, it's not maybe tomorrow, it's now. Like you said, Sister Molly, your refuge is now. Not for yesterday, not for tomorrow, but now. I found the refuge now from every sorrow. What does it say? Joy, everlasting and sweet. The Lord wants to give us beauty for ashes. The heart, what, somebody get that scripture. He, whatever we have, it's not too hard for God because he made us. He made us. He made the world. For God, what's the scripture says in Psalms 24, he made the world, everything that's in it. He made us. And so it's not a thing that we have that he can't cover. Did you get it, Sarah?
Yes. Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Okay, so it says joy, the oil of joy for mourning, everlasting and sweet. I see this world with all its follies conquered at my feet. Do you know that if you are tempted, if you are having trouble with temptations, tempted to do the wrong thing, you have a refuge from those. From, it says, I see this world and all its sinful follies conquered at my feet. He will conquer it. Under this refuge, he's going to conquer everything. Sin, temptations, problems of every kind. So let's go on. Let's read now. I want us to think about when we go into this refuge, if we can go into it. At all times. It doesn't matter. It could be in the middle of the night. If I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm in pain, I can go into my refuge. Or if I wake up and I hear a noise and I feel very uncomfortable that something's trying to happen outside, I still have a refuge. There is no time that we can't go into this refuge. It's a 24/7 refuge, day and night. I was thinking about this Luke. I want somebody to get Luke 11 and read 5 to 13. We don't have to stand in line. You know, sometimes you may forgot to buy something and you needed it to make something you're cooking and the store is closed. You don't have to worry about the door being locked. Or you go somewhere and you're in a hurry and there's a line full of people. You go, you want this now. You want to hurry up. We don't have to stand in line. We can have access to this Almighty God, living God, 24/7, right away. We don't have to wait on somebody. Sometimes you go to doctor's office. Have you ever been to ER and spent practically the whole night? You felt it was an emergency, and you get there and you still gotta wait and wait and wait and wait. We don't have to worry about anybody stepping in front of us or somebody was here first, so I got to wait on them. Well, in this case that we're reading, you have it?
And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he come from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say to you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
Okay, you can stop there. Notice that he was in trouble. He needed something. And he went to his friend. He thought his friend was a refuge, right? Now, when he went to the friend told him, don't trouble me. The Lord won't do that to us. He won't say, don't trouble me. I'm in bed. It's too late. You know, have you ever tried to call somebody late at night? You got a pain. You want some? Guess what? They don't hear you. Maybe they didn't answer their phone. But the Lord hears. We can go to him. We can go to him at any time. He's not going to tell us, don't trouble me. I'm in bed. My kids are in bed with me. Of course, he finally did. In this scripture, he finally did. But for us, we don't have to wait. We don't have to ask him and then get turned down at first and then keep begging. We can ask him. We can run into this refuge at any time. Psalms 46 and 1. We're going to read 1 through 11.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the sweat thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah.
Yes, you could stop there. So, no matter what we see, and we see a lot of things happening today, we see natural disasters happening, floods and fires and mudslides and all of these things. We see them happening around us. But he said, therefore will we not fear, though the mountains be removed and be carried into the midst of the sea. I have a feeling we're going to see more and more disasters because the end of time is coming. And I feel like we're going to see more and more trouble and things. And we need to gird up our minds that God is our refuge in spite of what we see around us. Proverbs 14 and 26.
And the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? If we will be his child, we will have a place of refuge. I have a lot of scriptures that will encourage us that he is our refuge. But the thing is, in order for us to tap into this great refuge, we must live for God. We must give our lives to him. If you are troubled today, pray. Go to the Lord and give your life to him. And then when troubles come and times of heartaches come, he will help us. He doesn't want us to fear. He doesn't want us to look around and see different things and be afraid, but he wants us to trust in the living God. Let's go to Psalms 62 and read 6 through 8.
Psalms 62, 6 through 8. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
Pour out your heart before him. How do I tap into this? By prayer. By seeking the Lord. How do I run into the refuge? Seek the Lord with all your heart. When you have a problem, instead of allowing the problem to get the best of you, go to the Lord. He is the refuge. There's Psalms 18 and 10. The Lord, the name, sometimes you just have to speak the name of the Lord right out. After you give your heart to the Lord, and the devil come against you, you can say to the devil, get thee behind me, Satan. You can say, God is my refuge and strength. You can quote the scriptures. Well, after you've given the Lord your heart, you have his word to stand on. So quote the scriptures. Call on the name of the Lord. What does that scripture say?
And he rode upon a cherub and did fly.
I think I wrote it wrong. I'll tell you. I'll say it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. Sometimes I do have tremors and I hit the wrong, you know. But this is it. Let's use the name of the Lord. He gives it to us. If we are his child, we can say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We can call upon his name. We can use his name. God is my refuge and strength. Let's use the name of the Lord, because there is strength by us using. There's power in his name, and we want to access it. We have that privilege. We don't have to go down around with our head down. We don't have to go feeling depressed and down and all these things. Call on the name of the Lord, and he will be our strength. Now, I wanted to do one more scripture. I want us to go back to Psalms, 2 Samuel 22, And I want us to read 1-3 because it shows how this was David. And David had problems. And this is why he had confidence in the refuge of God.
And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence.
Do you know why? He had this confidence because God had delivered him from Saul. Saul had been after him over and over again. His life was like at stake over and over again. But then God, there came a time when the Lord put that all under his feet. And he will do the same for us. The enemy is after us. That's who we have after us. He's trying to destroy us. But you know, we can have confidence. If I can say, I belong to the Lord. I can say, I gave my heart to God. I can say, he is my refuge. Yeah. And stand on it. Stand flat-footed on it. And no matter how things may look, stand, and the Lord will bring deliverance. Pray for me.